Welcome back to the third season of the Study Abroad Tips podcast.
Have you received an offer letter from the University of California, Berkeley, as well as Los Angeles, and are confused which one to take? Do you wish to know all the details and differences between the two universities and learn about them? Then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Ria from iSchool Connect. I will be talking about the differences between both the universities, which will help you make an informed choice about what's best for you and your future academic goals. The QS World University Rankings for 2023 reveal that both UC Berkeley as well as UCLA are globally recognized top-tier universities, featuring in the top 50 rankings. However, many study abroad aspirants remain unsure as to which one to choose, resulting in frequent queries on the iSchool Connect discussion forum about which university is superior. First, let's talk about the majors offered by both universities. Starting with UC Berkeley, it has 5 academic colleges and 1 school, resulting in a total of 150 undergraduate majors and minors. Now, some of these include the Chemistry College, College of Engineering, Data Science and Society, Haas School of Business, etc. On the other hand, UCLA has about 130 undergraduate majors, which are divided into academic divisions. Now, some of these divisions are the School of Arts and Architecture, the School of Education and Information Studies, etc. Coming to the application requirements, both the universities require a high GPA, as well as SAT and ACT scores. Now, for UC Berkeley, the minimum GPA you need is around 4.15, and for UCLA, it is a little more selective, which is 4.18 or higher. Now, coming to the SAT and ACT scores, UC Berkeley requires the scores for both these exams. So for SAT, they require a score of around 1415 to 1600, and for ACT, they need around 31. On the contrast, UCLA does not require either of these scores, but if you're not able to meet the GPA requirement, then you will have to submit your ACT and SAT scores. Let's take a look at the acceptance rate for both universities. Now, getting into UC Berkeley or UCLA itself is a huge achievement and requires a lot of hard work and dedication due to the intense competition and lower acceptance rates. Now, in total, there were about 197,000 applicants with 31,000 enrolled for both universities combined, resulting in an average acceptance rate of 14.4% for UC Berkeley and around 8.6% for UCLA. The enrollment rate, also known as the admission rate, was about 40.4% for both universities combined. Now, UCLA is clearly harder to get into because of its lower acceptance rate of 8.6%, but UC Berkeley is the second most selective institution after UCLA. Now let's take a look at the key dates and deadlines for UC Berkeley as well as UCLA. Starting with UC Berkeley, the application is available from August 1st and you must submit your FAFSA as well as CA Dream Act financial aid applications by October 1st. The application period is from November 1st to November 30th and the application deadline is on November 30th. In early December, UCB notifies the applicants that they've received the application and the UCB form deadline is on January 31st. On the other hand, UCLA also has a similar process. The application is available from August 1st and you must submit FAFSA as well as Dream Act application from October 1st. Now, for GPA verification, the deadline is also on October 1st and it is required only if California residents are considering a Cal grant. So the application period is again from November 1st to November 30th and the admission acknowledgement comes at the end of March. To conclude, both UC Berkeley as well as UCLA are exceptional universities. both with their individual strengths as well as differences. Now, when it comes to choosing between the two, it all depends on your individual preferences and aspirations. While both are public universities, the costs can vary depending on financial aids as well as out-of-state residency. Thank you and see you soon.